Well, this morning we're joined by Brigham Hoig. She's the Cass County Wellness Program Coordinator. We've got a few activities and things we want to talk about here today, opportunities for folks. Brigham, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Very good. Well, we are in the midst of summer, it seems like, if you step outside these days, and a lot of activities going on around the area. Produce in the Park, and we'll talk a little bit about that. It's been going on now for a little bit of time. But we've got some mobile opportunities going on around the region as well. We've seen a few of these already, but coming up on June 22nd is going to be a drive-through mobile food pantry in Oneida. Can you give folks, Brigham, an idea of what that'll be about?
Yes, we are really excited about this. So this is the mobile food pantry done by Food Bank for the Heartland. That's typically held at Atlantic High School three times a year, summer, fall, and winter. Well, the folks at the Oneida Food Pantry came to observe that mobile pantry early this spring, and they decided, hey, we'd love to host that pantry in Oneida. So this mobile pantry is open to anyone. You don't have to be from Oneida. And it's going to be set up safer due to COVID-19. It's going to be drive-through style. So it's also going to be really easy. Typically, when folks come to a mobile pantry, they're carrying out a heavy box. You know, you don't have to deal with that this time. So it's going to be at CAM High School Monday, June 22nd from 2 to 4 p.m. or as long as supplies last. There's no documentation needed. Anyone in need is welcome. And again, you do not have to be from Oneida to attend that pantry. So okay. The Oneida pantry is the one helping to host that, and they really want to make sure folks feel welcome.
Sure. What's different about the mobile food pantry than the normal food pantry opportunities?
So this mobile food pantry that's done quarterly by Food Bank for the Heartland gives a lot more food than you would get at a typical one-time pantry pickup. I think it's a great opportunity for folks to restock their shelves. I will also note that Oneida Food Pantry is typically open the first Saturday in every month. Well, the first Saturday in July is the 4th of July, so they're not open that Saturday. So really want to encourage folks who might need a pantry, you know, during the time when you've got a holiday celebrated, to remember to come to this pantry on June 22nd. Stock up.
Okay, it's an opportunity there. Otherwise, you'd be 2 months in between opportunities.
Yes. Well, at least you missed the first week there. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. So if folks were interested in helping out there too, is there any assistance needed? Do you need volunteers for that?
So as I understand it, Oneida Food Pantry has done a great job of getting folks lined up to volunteer. So there are no volunteer needs at this time.
Okay. Very good. Now, this is a mobile food pantry. So how does that work?
So what that means is that everything comes in on a truck. So typically, so the truck will come out of the Omaha area, Food Bank for the Heartland, and drive out. Then it will just unload everything, and that's it. That's the pantry. It just drops it off in one truckload. And this time, again, because it's going to be drive-through, they're going to just be giving folks boxes out of the back of the truck pretty much.
Okay. So I do notice here that says they're asking folks to stay in their vehicles, have the trunk open, and
yes,
they'll get it taken care of.
Exactly, yes. Please stay in the vehicles.
All right, very good. Again, that is coming up on June 22nd, and that's from 2 until 4 p.m. at the CAM High School. And it's while supplies last, so it would probably be wise to get there closer to 2 than 4. All right, very good. Well, we've had some other food opportunities here. There's really been quite a response with different programs and things here locally for folks who might be at kind of food risk during this time where we've seen so many things closed down and folks maybe out of work at the time.
Right, absolutely. Yes, we've got all four pantries in Cass County, in Griswold, Cumberland, Oneida, and Atlantic, doing a great job serving folks. We have seen tremendous outpouring from community and local businesses. All four pantries, very thankful for that. And we did get a grant for Cass County to help with COVID-19 mobile food. That is a partnership being worked on by SWITA, the Cass County Local Food Policy Council, and a few others. And that pantry is still available. So that one is specifically for folks who are trying to stay in their homes due to health risk or other specific needs about staying home. If you're interested in that, you find Cass County COVID-19 Mobile Food for All at the ISU Extension website.
Okay. Probably good to remind folks that even though it seems like most everything is opened up again now and we're starting to try to get back toward normal again, that doesn't mean everyone can participate quite yet.
Really true. Exactly. And so folks specifically who are more at greater health risk and whatnot, we really want to be sure that we've got a lot of opportunities to keep those folks safe. And when other folks are out and about, you know, keeping, just be aware of that other people would also like to be able to do things like come to farmers markets and whatnot. So maintaining distance and mask wearing is really, really helpful for those folks.
Yeah. Hey, I want to talk a little bit, too, about the produce in the park. You've been a few weeks into that now. Through mandate and sometimes by through necessity, you've had to make some adjustments in how it's operated this year. How are folks adjusting to these changes?
Yeah. So Governor Kim Reynolds gave a proclamation about farmers markets. We weren't allowed to have music or on-site gathering or anything. She has since actually just last week opened up and said, you can have more things happening at a market, but you have to make sure that folks are distancing. And I will say that shoppers at Produce in the Park have done just an outstanding job of wearing masks and giving each other space, have been incredibly helpful about making sure that we have a safe market and everyone is treated respectfully. So, you know, it's not the ideal hanging around, getting to chit-chat a lot with folks that we love about the park, but it is still allowing folks to get that fresh local food that they love and get it in a safe manner. So we've been really thankful about how folks have responded.
Well, and it may seem on the surface like a fairly small part of the local commerce effort, but it is commerce. You are moving product from producers into the hands of the consumers, and it's an important part of that.
Yes, absolutely. It's really important for our vendors who are part of the market. And we are excited because last week, the governor did allow us to start accepting craft vendors. So we are back to working to get our craft vendors back with us in the next couple of weeks.
Very good. Well, I know you're doing some drive-through opportunities there, too. How's that gone so far?
Yes, that has gone really well. Yes. So a number of organizations across the state, including Extension and Public Health, came together on best practice recommendations for farmers markets this year. And one thing they did was strongly encourage using online ordering. And we have set that up for Produce in the Park, and some folks absolutely love it. And we're just really happy that it gives a quick way for people to drive through without really having a lot of contact. And also, you know, people who are just in a hurry and busy and don't want to take the time to hang out at the park or need to get home quickly after work, it's a great thing for them as well. So, yeah, we're excited to have that offer this year and glad that folks are taking advantage of it.
Yeah, it's just kind of a different feel. It doesn't kind of always have the same kind of family feel for the reasons that you mentioned, because, you know, you're trying to encourage folks to distance and do things a little bit differently and not really hang around much. And as we all know, we're social creatures. We like that social part of everything, but we're being smart.
Yep, exactly. We're doing the best we can. And we just, you know, we even have a motto for 2020. We say romaine calm and carrot on with Produce in the Park.
You bet. Do you see, Brigham, as we move through the summer, any opportunity that some more of these things could be loosened up and maybe Produce in the Park and those types of farmers market activities could get a little closer to what we remember?
I think it will get a little closer. I still think that, you know, a bunch of people sitting together at a bingo table is not probably going to be seen this calendar year. So, yes, we are looking at staggering kind of opening up a few more things at a time, making sure also that, you know, vendors and consumers are safe and comfortable as we add things over the course of the summer.
Yeah, it's probably got to work both ways. You probably need to keep a dialogue going with those folks that utilize the service and those vendors who are so important to making sure you can do it in the first place.
Exactly. Yep, I was just chit-chatting all night last Thursday to talk with everybody about how they're feeling at the park, and you can continue to see me asking those questions because, yes, we want to make sure that it does work both ways.
Very good. Of course, Produce in the Park each Thursday night here in Atlantic in the City Park, so folks get an opportunity to enjoy that. Is, I believe, 4:30 to 6:30. Correct me if I'm wrong.
That's correct. Now, I will say, Jim, we have added from 3:45 to 4:30, high-risk customers only can drive up and also walk up during that time. So we really appreciate folks not using that if you don't need to, but if you are high risk, that is a lot lower traffic. Our vendors are getting set up during that time, and they're happy to make sales to our high risk customers during that time.
Very good. Accommodating to as many people as possible.
Yep,
Excellent. All right. So those opportunities out there for you. And again, don't forget that mobile food pantry opportunity coming up on June 22nd. Again, that's at the Cam High School, 2 until 4 p.m. No documentation needed there. Everyone is welcome. And this is an opportunity for you to swing on by and take advantage of that service also. Well, Brigham, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. Enjoy. It's getting started here with this type of season now with the produce in the park and the farmers markets and all of this, all the things that folks like to enjoy here during the summer. Let's hope we keep moving forward with great weather.
Exactly. Yes. Thanks so much, Jim.